Coryell, and Husker Nick.
What are we doing here?
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 Can someone please tell me what's going on?
It's the big show.
Okay, I'm not really interested in that right now.
Forget it. It's too late.
Enough, people.
Let's get started.
Hey, good morning, JP, Coryell, Husker Nick. It is Thursday, April 25th. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, buddy.
I think Grandma will be here at some point in time.
All right, so you have to explain to the people why Coryell now has the nickname of Grandma.
So
Grandmama.
We have text chains between you, me, and her, and then just me and her with other things for work. And so I am required to, if it's 6:51, if I don't hear from her like via text, it says, "Hey, I'm up, by the way," to give her a text message or a call to make sure she wakes up. Well, I don't know how she's doing it, but for about a year now, here and there, we'll send a text message via email. Like, it, for some reason, I think she thinks she's texting me, but she emails me the text message, which is like something that my mom does. Like, so, I don't know how she's doing it on her phone, but that's how she's doing it.
So she's turning into like the 2024 golden girl.
Yeah, she kind of is.
She is a golden
girl
now.
She's kind of a golden girl.
Well, she'll be happy about that.
But I'm sure she probably would enjoy being one of the members of the Golden Girls because they were pretty cool. And her generation enjoys that. All of a sudden, I'm getting another text message. "No, I really do text you," she says.
Like, okay. Sometimes your phone can...
I know. I just like to joke around and call her grandma when she does that kind of stuff.
She probably is doing something super like an old woman.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, she has her own garden. I think she might be thinking about getting that new cardigan that Taylor Swift put out as part of the Poets collection that she has on her new album.
Except for she's not getting it. She's not getting it because of Taylor Swift. She's getting it to stay warm.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the difference.
She's not there for the collector's part of it. She's literally just trying to stay warm. That makes sense to me.
I heard that she put plastic on all of her couches.
Furnitures now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've heard that.
They don't
even
have a pet and they do that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
usually
just
you do that for pets.
She wants to make sure that those things are, you know, last 30, 40 years.
Right.
You know, 100%.
And she is quite a bit older than Jackson, isn't she?
Oh, gosh, yeah. She's ancient compared to him. There's like a 10-year difference, I think.
Yeah,
I think he's 10 years. He's in his mid-20s, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
And
she's
in her, what, late 30s?
She is blowing out my phone right now.
She's cruising towards late 30s,
I'm stuck outside.
Right.
My car isn't in my purse. Okay, so... I'm going to go lay.
So, hold on. So, now she's forgetting stuff.
Yes, she is.
Like, now she's forgetful.
She's forgot how to get into the
building. She forgets how to get into the building.
All right. I'm going to go let her in really quick.
Make sure. You know she pulled in and parked crooked, too.
She probably.
Because that's what old. She's.
She does kind of drive a grandma car, too.
Yeah.
Like, her, like. I don't know what you call it. SUV, mini SUV. Kind of looks like a grandma car.
Yeah, no,
a little bit
for
more,
sure.
But
and she has pins in her hair.
Yeah.
That's why she wears wigs all the time on the show.
We've officially tortured her for about 3.5 minutes, so I'm going to go let grandma in real quick. We'll get the show started.
Here's what happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick show.
We do have an all-new Datum or Dump'em with Megan. Took a date to a wedding. Is that why she's not getting a text back? Oh, here comes grandma. She got it on her own.
Stuck to a gift card in my purse.
Oh, her key.
Tell her not to cuss. We're on the air.
Her sticky line that uses it to like secure it on a...
She got her key card stuck to the a gift card in her purse.
A gift card, yes, to Shoney's.
To Shoney's.
I think that's
a gift card.
No,
it's a gift card to like Village Inn.
Yeah.
That's
where she goes to get her coffee in the mornings and smoke a cig.
Yeah. She's here. Grandma's here. We'll get Datum or Dump'em. We've got Zach Bryan tickets with JP Makes His Guess. And the Nitty Gritty coming up.
Morgan Wallen already set to open second bar. The Sooners pay tribute to Toby Keith. And Chris Stapleton feels very strongly about this family comedy star.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out. Coryell has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty Gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. Morgan Wallen knows a thing or two about bars, both sitting in one and having a good time and throwing things off of them. This bar in Tennessee Kitchen is set to open in Nashville later this year, but he's already looking past that, reportedly getting ready for a second location following in Blake Shelton's footsteps, because he most recently opened a bar there.
Oh, that's right.
Las Vegas. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Morgan's reportedly opening a restaurant on the Las Vegas Strip, which would presumably be another location of this bar in Tennessee Kitchen, unless he really is just, like, for some reason, opening a whole different thing. But I can't imagine why he would.
Right.
The restaurant would occupy 10,000 square feet on the second and third floors of 63 Las Vegas, located at 3716 Las Vegas Boulevard South. It's a building permit filed for the space that shows the construction of a new Vegas country music restaurant. And the permit has also been filed for the construction of an ellipse. I don't know what that means. Rooftop balcony, basically a rooftop balcony. So no word yet from Morgan's people, but it appears Vegas plans have been leaked.
They better get on top of that, though, and get a liquor license, because, again, felons can't get those. So if you need to get that taken care of before he goes to court.
Yeah. This is probably set in motion a long time ago, too. So they're probably really scratching their heads. Mm-hmm. So in his song, How Do You Like Me Now, Toby Keith sings, quote, I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. In the song that was meant as a way to get like a girl's attention in real life, the Oklahoma Sooners did something similar as a tribute to the late country singer. Though Toby never attended Oklahoma University, he was a big supporter of the school, often seen at their sporting events. And this past weekend, the Sooners played their annual spring game. Once again, the big dog daddy was on Sooner Nation's mind. That's what they called Toby Keith. Painted on the field on both 25-yard lines was an image of the singer and his name in big red letters.
So cool.
On the OU Sooners social media accounts with pictures of the tribute was the caption, quote, honoring an Oklahoma legend. We love you and miss you every day, TK.
That's so neat.
Very sweet. Jimmy Kimmel and Chris Stapleton on his show had such a good time. You could tell those two were like hamming it up, because Stapleton absolutely killed this wing it and sing it game, which is like you don't even know what the lyrics are going to say, basically, and then you just have to like kind of wing it in that sense, and then also sing it at the same time. Jimmy explained that Chris used to love the show Full House, specifically John Stamos.
Makes sense.
Okay. So the song they had Chris sing, sort of a loving tribute to his quote-unquote hero. Here is Stapleton winging it.
But the one young being whom I love most, an American treasure named John Stamos.
My God. That's
it's the quiet whisper end. Oh my gosh.
That's so funny. God.
What a fun game. And yeah, what a great person to play it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Other than Chris Stapleton.
The perfect person to play.
Oh yeah. That's the Nitty Gritty for Music City. I'm Corey L with Kix 96.9.
Every week this time we feature the good. It's good things, and you can get out on it on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. If you have a good thing, let us know about it. We'll be glad to tell everybody about it. Corey L, you want to start things off?
Yeah, my good thing is about Detective Olivia Benson. I'm talking about Mariska Hargitay because she's amazing. She's plays the Detective Olivia Benson on Law & Order SVU, if you've never watched the show. Well, very recently, they were out filming an episode of Law & Order SVU in New York City when she was mistaken for a real-life cop and approached by a lost little girl. She'd lost her mom. She thought Mariska was an actual police officer. I mean, because of the badge she was wearing. She agreed to help. Production was halted for about 20 minutes. She helped the girl find her mom. And then once they were reunited, everyone just got back to work on the show. And of course, it's like a little girl. So she's, I don't know, in her own world. Now she's looking for mom. So she doesn't even notice that like there's an entire TV crew around.
Right.
Or that Ice-T standing there. She's a little more focused on finding her mom and also age. Of course, she wouldn't know any of these people. And she saw the badge and she saw the kind looking sweet angel baby face that is Mariska Hargitay. So I don't blame that little girl for trusting her with her entire life.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the big SVU fans, the big Detective Olivia Benson fans, Mariska is a hero on screen and off screen.
There you go. Nick, your good thing.
Oh, my good thing is that it's the start of the NFL draft. I've gone to the draft a bunch of times in my life. I love these events because it's like, it's a little different now that you've got NIL money for some of these athletes, but it's neat to see them get to a place where they know, like, hey, I'm making generational money for my family, and a lot of times they're crying up there, and they're talking about, I'm going to buy, you know, a house for my mom or a car for my dad or whatever it might be. So I really enjoy, like, the human aspect of it. And I just can't wait. It'll be fun. My son's all fired up to watch it. He's been playing so much Madden now that he's like super into this stuff. So I love it. So it'll be, it's going to be a fun night. I can't wait. I don't know if any Huskers are getting drafted.
We've got, I was going to mention that too. Omar Brown, Billy Kemp, Quentin Newsom, and Luke Reimer all could possibly get their name called at some point. Otherwise, the best part about the Huskers is, the NFL teams realize when they've got some pretty good guys, and they'll sign those after the draft.
Yeah, the unrestricted free agent signing. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it'll be a big, hopefully they get their names called, and if they don't, hopefully they find a good home that, you know, will be a good spot for them to land and make a team. But the even then, even when you make that, like I'm friends with plenty of guys who have, you know, not got drafted, spent a couple years on like a practice squad, you know, they get health insurance, they get their, you know, get a little bit of money to help them kind of kickstart whatever career they get into. So I'm just super excited. And side note too, because our boy Searles, good friend, he does agent stuff. So this is a big night for him his athletes. Wow. So just, you know, a big night, big culmination. If you see Mr. Searles around town today, you might tell him good luck. I'm sure he is like running around like a chicken with his head cut off trying to get ready for tonight and the next few days.
Yeah, it'll be exciting for sure. My good thing is an accidental good thing. An Oregon woman recently discovered she had a $1 million winning lottery ticket.
Oh, is that the one that they were... Okay.
She found it at the bottom of a stack of unchecked tickets that she'd stored in a Tupperware container.
I remember. Nice. We talked about that.
We did talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she's went and finally cashed it in.
Yeah, we talked about that. It was trending like a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. Okay, then
that there was one unclaimed ticket still
waiting out there.
And the days were closing in.
Yeah, she likes to actually keep her lottery tickets in a Tupperware container so she can go back and check it out. And she went in with that Tupperware container, like a pile of them, and started scanning them. And then finally come up to one that like it was a message she didn't recognize. And then had to ask the clerk to check it out. And like, ma'am, you just won $1 million.
Casual.
Sweet. And she just beat that deadline of like, you can't collect it anymore.
Yeah.
So like within a day, she got $1 million.
That is sweet. That's awesome.
Hanging in a Tupperware container. So, hey, it always pays to check your tickets. Always check your tickets because you never know what might happen. The moment you got stranded. We brought it up yesterday, that Cybertruck that went through a car wash. Apparently, there is a car wash mode on the Cybertrucks to protect the electrical units from getting all jacked up. Somebody didn't put it on. They got home, and they were trapped in their Cybertruck. Couldn't get out of it.
Whoopsie.
Couldn't get it to work. The screen went black, and there have been other people who've reported being trapped in their Cybertruck, and we also, sidebar, know that there's at least one person in Lincoln that has a Cybertruck.
Nice.
And they don't live south of the
wall. Wow, cool.
They live in the northeast part of town. But we wanted to know from you, where have you gotten stranded?
Haley on Facebook, KX969, says, well, on a road trip, my car blew up 30 miles outside of Las Vegas from Cali and ended up having to get a $1,000 rental by the end of the whole trip. Of course, right after I paid the car off.
See, that's brutal.
Oh, that is brutal.
Terry says, I got my finger snagged in a wedding ring 50 years ago. That's how I got stranded.
Oh my gosh. I knew it. I said someone's going to say they were trapped. Yeah. Trapped in a marriage.
Katie, the Disney World Pirates of the Caribbean ride. We were going along and everything was fine. And all of a sudden, we just stopped. 10-year-old me thought I was going to die at the happiest place on earth. After about 30 minutes, we were going again. And it turns out we were only about 50 feet from the end of the ride. And Ashley says, hey, I've got a similar story. We were on the Jurassic Park River ride at Universal's Island of Adventure, and right before the large drop, it stopped. We eventually had to be evacuated from the ride and exit through the backstage corridors.
It's like I always tell people, it's impossible to die on a roller coaster if you never get on a roller coaster. And that's how I feel about roller coasters.
I like how Libby got in on that whole like amusement park exchange. Oh, and then she said, same to Katie's original one about Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yeah.
She said, same, but it's a small world ride. The ride stopped, but the songs didn't.
Oh, that happened to me. It just popped in my head. When I was a kid, we were stuck in the Haunted Mansion thing, and we get to the ghosts that are singing and in the there's like a cemetery, and those singing ghosts from the Haunted Mansion movie and is on the ride. And
did
we
you
were
say when
stuck.
You were a kid?
When I was a kid, we were stuck listening to that thing.
This is me legitimately asking.
Okay.
I did not know the Haunted Mansion like has been around that long.
Been around since like the 70s.
I didn't know that. I just knew it as like Eddie Murphy.
When I was 13 was the first time I got a chance to go
to
Disneyland.
That blew my mind, actually. So the Eddie Murphy stuff is a remake?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, yeah, because it's Haunted Mansion was just like a thing at Disney, and then they made it into a movie.
Okay, that's crazy. That blew my mind.
Now they've got two movies.
Things you learn.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm getting started. It opened it says here, 1969.
Oh, 69. There you go.
Dang. So there you are.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Danny says the downtown Lincoln bars during COVID got an Uber there, couldn't get an Uber home, lived at 48th and Pioneers area, had to walk home. Ooh. Which now reminds me of the recent time I was stranded during the time change from walking to Grotta for a birthday party all the way home, because same thing, we took an Uber there, could not get any type of rideshare back. Had to walk.
From 70th and A all the way back to your place.
Yeah, it was a little over 2 miles, like 3 a.m. That really honestly sucked.
Nice.
Oh, Allison legit got stuck. She was stranded in a closet at a best friend's wedding.
Okay.
She was breastfeeding at the time, so when they set up like a makeshift area for her to breastfeed in a storage closet with a chair so she could pump. Well, you didn't know that you could go in, but it locked from the inside, so you couldn't go back out. 35 minutes later,
that's sad.
When they needed me to do the maid of honor speech and couldn't find me, they finally looked in there and let me out.
Oh my!
She said, "I missed
dinner
and the cake cutting."
You know why? You know why that happened? There was some other woman at that wedding that really wanted to do the maid of honor speech. Yeah. It was jelly.
Sabotage.
And she's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Can't do the speech if I lock you inside this closet."
This is true.
Hannah, who's on Sundays on Kix, and then you see her at events and stuff. Hannah's mom commented and said, outside my apartment in my 20s when my sister had the key, they were sleeping inside. I had to climb a palm tree to my balcony to get on my deck. And
nice.
That's wild. And then you had in your I Remember Everything Nebraska thing that there's only one lighthouse in the state of Nebraska. And our buddy Sims popped in and said, actually, there's another one out at Lake Minotaur in the northwest part of Nebraska. He got stranded out there. And so we, of course, had to ask, why'd you get stranded? What happened? And it was a Facebook market deal gone bad.
Ooh.
Guy said he had a hella cool gadget that you could sit inside and use a drone flamethrower option to clear snow from your driveway. He asked for a demo, got up there. Next thing you know, nothing. He got stranded up there.
So he's joking.
He has to be.
Because we were talking about the flamethrower thing yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It could be joking. It could be real. I don't
JP,
know.
JP, no,
Simba,
that's
Simba.
Not...
He's known for
Did
telling the
truth.
Did he
get you, JP?
No, I think he's known for telling the truth.
I think he got you good.
He also needs you to send him $200 because he's stuck in a prison in Brazil.
I know that trick.
And it's the only way he can get out. And he can't get a hold of anybody but you.
Okay, but side note, I know this is into the weeds, but because you said that, I have to say this. Have you seen the story of the Oklahoma hunter and his wife coming back from Turks and Caicos, and there's accidentally 4 bullets left in his like bag because he's an avid like Oklahoma licensed hunter or whatever? And now he's facing like 12 years in bars in Turks and Caicos because somehow, even though the U.S. like didn't find these bullets that he was traveling with on accident, trying to re-enter the country, Turks and Caicos found it, and it's a huge no-no there.
Mm.
So like, I mean, talk about what something that would seem like a scam. Hey, can you send me X amount of money? I'm about to be jailed in Turks and Caicos. And you're like, right.
Sure you
are. I don't even know what Turks and Caicos is.
It's like an island destination.
This is the first time that I've
ever
heard
of Turks and Caicos.
No, I have no. To me, that sounds like some sort of dessert.
It's in the.
Are you? Wow. Okay.
I have no idea.
It's a vacation island area in the British Overseas Territory, south of Bahamas.
Yes.
All right. Turks and Caicos. So there you go.
Hey, look, we're all learning.
We learned
new
about
today.
A new lighthouse in Nebraska. We learned about Turks and Caicos.
You learned Simba was joking.
Yes. You can let us know when you got stranded on Facebook, KX969.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending online now.
Who is going down? Right here on KX96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by our friends at Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
TikTok says it will take legal action to try to block the U.S. legislation that is in effect now that could lead to it being banned. The foreign aid bill into law Wednesday that forces its Chinese parent company to sell ownership for national security reasons. The TikTok CEO responded saying, rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. TikTok has won legal challenges in the past, including blocking a Montana law that called for a statewide ban. Mm-hmm. In 2020, a federal judge ruled an attempt by then-President Trump to ban TikTok was unconstitutional. So as of right now, you can keep TikToking, everybody.
If they do ban it, they need to give one parting word and let us know how in the heck this video of chocolate-covered strawberries got hundreds of millions of likes and views. It just, the algorithm does not make sense.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a viral video, and the whole, and the viralness of it is that it's like, why though? It's just someone not even using the Zoom function, just putting their phone closer to a bowl of chocolate-covered strawberries.
And that's it.
That's probably the one they're spying on us with.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you know what I mean? Is it crazy the one thing that both parties can agree on is they got to get rid of TikTok?
Yeah.
Because Trump tried to get rid of it, and now Biden's like, I'm going to get this.
One common denominator.
TikTok.
The Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg had a news conference yesterday where he announced that within 6 months, airlines will be required to comply with new rules. Which will require cash refunds for cancellations and long delays as an, quote, expansion of passenger rights. But you won't get $300 for a one-hour delay. This is like how it's going to work. Passengers will be entitled to a refund if their flight is canceled or significantly changed and they do not accept alternative transportation or travel credits.
Oh, okay.
This includes airlines changing their itinerary before the day of your trip. The delays covered would be more than 3 hours for domestic flights and more than 6 hours for international flights. Gosh, I could have made so much money when I went to my Germany trip.
Yeah.
This includes tickets purchased directly from airlines, travel agents, and third-party sites like Expedia, Travelocity.
Wow.
To be clear, you get the refund if you don't take the later delayed or rescheduled flight. So if your flight is canceled and they're able to put you on a flight the next morning, if you opt to take it, that's accepting alternative travel.
Got it.
This is basically to save travelers from having to haggle and chase down compensation if they need to bail on a flight because of a delay or cancellation. They have to give you a refund in cash, so no travel vouchers, within 7 days.
Wow.
The DOT is also requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours.
This is huge.
And the new rules also force airlines to refund you for extra services you specifically paid for and didn't get, like Wi-Fi, premium seat selections, in-flight entertainment, things like that. So, this is all just a reminder. It says that this is going to happen within the next 6 months, that airlines will be required to implement.
That's a big change.
Huge.
And of course, everybody's favorite sound.
Yes.
Will be TikToking, ding donging at 7 o'clock tonight is when it starts. All
please save JP Payne saying ding donging at 7 o'clock tonight is when it starts.
Ding donging.
Just save that for out of context contest.
It all starts at 7 o'clock tonight. The NFL draft. It's on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and the NFL Network. over at The Athletic. Beat writers were putting together the collective heads to contemplate what surprises might be in store tonight. This is what they think will happen. The first four picks will be Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Williams to the Commanders, or Daniels, that is, to the Commanders, Drake May to the Patriots, and Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals.
Marvin!
With the fifth pick, the Chargers will deal the pick to the Vikings, who will then take J.J. McCarthy at quarterback. At six, the Giants will nab Malik Nabers, a wide receiver. Then they're saying my Titans will trade up to the seventh, trade the seventh pick to the Buffalo Bills so they can get their hands on a wide receiver. No,
we need
Joe Alt.
The
tackle needs to come to Tennessee. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
And then Huskers, who could hear their name called at some point this weekend, include Omar Brown, Billy Kemp, Quentin Newsom, and Luke Reimer. We wish them the absolute best with the NFL draft starting up tonight. Everybody will be watching. The first round is tonight only, right, Nick? And then
First round tonight, second and third round mañana, and then Saturday is the rest.
Okay, that's what everybody's going to be talking about today. A wedding date. That seems like a great way to get to know somebody. We'll find out with Megan in Data We're Dumping.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
So, back us up here. How did you guys meet up, and why did you go to a wedding for your date?
Well, okay, a little background. I actually met Jack on Match, and at the time, I told him I'm not looking to rush into a relationship. Okay. I just want to be out there, meet some new people, have a good time, explore opportunities, not just hook up, like wham, bam, thank you, man, but, you know, enjoy things, you know?
Right.
And he seemed to be on the same page, same boat, no pressure, just really relaxed and chill on our date. We met up for coffee, and honestly, things went pretty smoothly. We hung out, talked for like an hour. It was going really well, and I swear, I hadn't planned on asking him to a wedding, but he was just like really cool to be around and nice, so it just kind of came out. I asked him to a friend's wedding with me, and I literally plan on going by myself, you know? Like, I have no problem going to these things on my own. I just, like I said, like, it was, like, really cool being with him. Things went so well. I just thought it would be nice to have someone there, maybe talk to, say it was dance, all the things.
And like-minded in the fact that you guys aren't looking for a relationship. You're just looking to hang out. Like, have somebody to talk to at the wedding.
Common ground.
Totally. So when I asked him, he didn't even hesitate. He was like, oh, free food and cake? Like, sign me up.
Okay.
Nice.
We ended up going together, and I thought we had a great time. We hung out. We drank a little bit. We danced. We even ended up getting a room, staying over.
Oh.
Rest the next day, and it was a good time. I had a great time. I'm still not looking for anything serious just yet, but I do want to see him again, and I've reached out a few times, and I don't know. I haven't heard anything back. I'm just really not sure why.
Did you catch the bouquet?
Oh, that would jinx you.
Yeah, that would throw a guy.
And then
off
make
right
a big
there.
Old deal about it, and he's like, "Whoa,
no, nothing like that."
Okay.
Did he get like a side conversation with maybe one of your exes, and they spilled the beans about you?
I don't think so.
Well, you imply that there's something bad to say.
I'm just saying there could be some good, some bad. I don't know. I mean, that's why I'm just putting it out there.
Most of the people at the party I've known for all of my life. They're like family. So I don't think so.
In that environment, sometimes it's easy to kind of get caught up in the moment. And people are typically, if you do drink alcohol, typically people are having quite a bit on a wedding night. So like, are you sure you didn't like accidentally like lay it on thick or something? About being in the moment and being like, this could be, or like, I don't know, like maybe after today, this could be something like real between us or.
Right. You know, I hope I didn't. I don't think I did.
You didn't have nervous toots, did you? Because sometimes people get those and then that might have scared him away.
That's what he goes to every time, nervous toots.
I don't think so. If I did, he was another gentleman not to say anything.
Okay.
Husker Nick's fail safe. Nervous toots.
I mean, those get there. You guys, when we're doing some of our segments on the show, I can hear over the microphone Coriel's nervous toots. Like, we're doing JP Makes Us Guess, and I make a good guess. That might be the number one answer.
You can hear how nervous I am.
And in the background, I just hear a wee. And I'm like,
Yeah,
hey, Coryell.
You want to know how I know that isn't true? Because of the sound effect you made. Blow horn.
Oh my God. Wow.
Is that a tugboat coming through?
Nope, just Coryell nervous right now.
Her going, huh?
All right. Sorry. Right. Back on track.
I think we've exhausted all real answers and gone with more ridiculous ones. So what we'll do...
Fine. Never mind then. I'm not guessing anymore. I'm out. I'm done. Forget it.
Oh, no. I want to hear what you have to say.
No, don't worry. We'll be glad to keep guessing and be ridiculous. But like, let's just get Jack on the phone for you and see if we can sort this out for you and maybe see about you guys getting together again. And again, you're still just looking to just hang out and have a good time. You're not looking for a relationship.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, then we will call Jack, see if we can help facilitate another meetup between the two of you.
Thank you.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
All right. Now it's your turn to guess. What do you think went wrong between Megan and Jack?
Get those guesses in Facebook, KX969, or X in Instagram, KZKX969, as we say per usual. GIF form is the best form.
You're listening to JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick. Now the conclusion to date 'em or dump 'em with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So Megan and Jack met on Match. Neither one of them are looking to get in a relationship, just wanted to hang out. So they got some coffee, really enjoyed each other's conversation. She's like, hey, I got a wedding to go to. Would you want to go? He's like, free food and free cake, I'm down. And so they went to a wedding, had a great time together, and then ended up getting a room and staying over and having a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
And then brunch the next morning, and now she is not getting anything from Jack and wanted us to reach out and see what is going on.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Jack.
Yeah, I'm Jack.
Jack, hi. It's JP, Coryell, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
What?
Hey.
No way.
How you doing,
okay,
buddy?
I'm good. Is this about a wedding I went to?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Buddy.
Going to the wedding with Megan and having basically your second date there and then the stay over at a hotel and all that fun stuff. She's concerned why you're not getting back with her, and so she wanted us to reach out.
Okay. We had a great time. I'm not sure if you've ever been someone's plus one, but I mean, I got to be honest, I did feel like really out of place.
Okay.
And I just got this feeling that I was there for like a specific reason.
Oh.
Like not just to have a good time, but it was
like an underlining.
Yeah. I felt like a little used, actually, a little used, because I felt like I was made out there to make another dude jealous.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so she was talking to some other guy at the wedding?
Exactly, a couple times, right? Like I'm seeing her at the bar, and she's on the dance floor, and she's flirting with the same guy, like, over and over again.
Question, did she tell you that was her intention before?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I'm there, and I felt like, okay, I'm going to be, like, outnumbered. I know, like, I'm going into a wedding. Like, she's going to know everybody. I'm not going to know anybody. I knew that, so I thought that was going to be kind of a cushion for me. But honestly, like, I'm just watching her drink and flirt with this guy. Here's the kicker. This guy had a wife and a kid with him.
Wait.
Yeah.
So he was at the wedding with his wife and kid?
Oh, yeah.
And she was flirting with the guy?
Yeah.
With the married man?
With the married man.
Yeah.
Okay, like, well, I mean, I feel like that's a win for you to have this maybe dissolve.
I thought I was going crazy. Like, I'm wondering, like, does she see what I'm seeing? Like, she's not freaking out about it? Like, why is she not freaking out about it? Like, I got uncomfortable. Like, I didn't want any part of it. I still try to have a good time.
Right.
All that.
It's going to sound weird because you said flirting, but, like, you know for a fact that this is, like, not relation to her, right? She wasn't, like...
Like,
They're not related?
What do you think she was doing?
Because it was a wedding.
She was flirting. Yeah.
I thought it was, like, a rom-com where it's, like, you're... It's, like, two-sided, right? Like, you see a girl looking at a guy, and I feel like I'm, like, watching their movie. I feel like I'm watching them connect in that way. Like, the music slows down, the lighting...
Oh, God.
I just felt like... Am I in their movie? Like, what is this?
Like, what was she doing with this guy?
She's, like, gazing into his eyes, rubbing his arm a couple of times.
Wow.
Like, the way she's, like, flipping her hair. It's all the signs.
Okay,
like,
so
all
she
the
was
signs.
Very
like,
clearly flirting.
Did it seem like all they, right. I mean, they like, they knew each other, and like maybe they've been together before this? Is that?
Oh, yeah. It looked like they had a past history, for sure, for sure. Like, they wanted to, I guess, revisit it. Like, how convenient. They're at this wedding together, huh? You know, everyone's there. You know, witnesses, unfinished business, whatever.
If they did, that doesn't mean you, like, ignore your date and flirt with that person,
right.
Like, almost all night long. I think the difference is if she would have said, hey, I'd like to have a date for this wedding. I want to make somebody jealous. Are you cool with that? People have done that. They do that.
Yeah, the people do that quite a bit.
If you're honest.
That was not said, right.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And yet you still stayed the night with her in a hotel after watching her flirt with this other guy.
I mean, I'm a guy. Like, I'm not dead, right? I'm there. I'm a good time.
He's already there.
I'm not dead.
I loosened up a little
there.
Bit. What can I say?
Okay.
Win in Rome.
Win in Rome.
Let's find out, because you know this is Dan and Dump, and Megan's been listening in. Megan, who was the guy you were flirting with instead of hanging out with Jack?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Honestly, I'm friends with 90% of the guys that were in the wedding, at the wedding.
Sure.
I don't have anything going on with any of them.
Sure.
I was with you, like, the whole night.
Well, I mean, like, you were, like, adjacent to me. We were near each other, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Like, after the wedding, sure. Like, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, like, at the reception. Like, at the reception, who was that tall guy, dark hair?
With a family.
Okay, no, wait. His name was Ryan. Pretty, like, he has a wife, little boy running around. Like, I know what I saw.
Ryan? He's like a brother to me. Oh, my God. I've known him since grade school. Like, I've known his wife for forever.
Okay.
I don't know what you think you saw, but it's not true.
I mean, seriously, though, I felt like I was just like a pawn.
No,
I was
Ryan,
a decoy,
no,
like whatever you would call it. Like,
family.
I mean, you and Ryan
never
just hang out,
marriage,
you know?
Or, like, anyone. Yeah, no.
So this is truly friend of yours, and you're also friends with his wife.
Yes, she's very cool.
The interaction with you and Ryan seemed to be not just friendly, so that's where he got confused, and you claim and swear up and down that that's
you're not having
just
some
a
secret
friend.
Relationship.
Yeah, no,
Ryan,
no, definitely not.
Back.
Never, no. I'm just shocked.
I feel like the observer. I mean, like, look, I'm that perfect person. It's like a test, right? Like, I come into a place full of strangers, and it's like what I observe. And like I said, like,
sure.
It looked like it was like moving.
Sure. And if anything, like, the fact that you could have a good time at all, like, that was a big deal. And these are people that have been in my life for a minute. I guess maybe, like, we've gotten comfortable with the way that we all talk to each other. Like, I wasn't even aware.
I have some friends that are like that, or I guess, like, I can relate in her situation.
Yeah,
where
I do
as
too.
As a stranger coming in, you might think that, like, flirting when it's just like
it's just being,
not.
Yeah,
I don't know. You're just very, very close,
yes.
Very comfortable.
You guys have no idea how many times I have to explain you two to people.
Wait, what? What? Like JP and I's interactions?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, all
wow.
You two.
Absolutely
okay.
Not.
We're like brother and sister.
Lord.
That's gross.
Absolutely.
That's what
not.
I told them.
Well,
they're
that's
like,
what she's saying.
Like, I'm like, oh, it's not like that.
Oh,
this isn't
Lord.
Arkansas, you dorks.
Okay,
absolutely
so,
not.
Jack, hearing this now and knowing that truly, there's nothing going on between her and this friend of hers. Would you want to go on another date with Megan
like
if we pay for it?
Pursue that?
I mean, again, like, I understand the circumstances. It's like kind of, I'm solo in this room full of people who know each other, and I'm like the stranger in a strange room. But, like I get it. You know what? I do. Like, Megan, I'd like just more solo time with you. Like, just let's find the time. I guess I was wrong, but what I saw is what I saw, and I'm sorry. That's how it felt.
It's okay. I mean, I'm guessing maybe you've been down this road and, like, you're coming from past experience, maybe. Like, has something like that happened to you before where, like, you know, you were around someone you dated and there was an ex involved? I don't know.
Why don't you guys get together for dinner on us? And you can talk about this more. And again, like, it seems like neither one of you are quite ready for a relationship, but just go hang out, okay?
Yeah, I think it'll be a good time. What do you say, Jack?
All right, I appreciate it. Like, it was brave of me going to that thing, brave of you inviting me to that thing, and brave of you getting on the radio. So I appreciate it. We're just a lot of brave people today.
Yeah.
Really good.
Look at you guys.
Man. Bunch of brave folks. All right, well, hey, thank you so much for being on the show, you two, and best of luck. If you need our help with any dating issues, we're here for you. Just reach out for Dan or Dump Them every Tuesday and Thursday.
When I wake up in the morning and the lawn gets out of water, I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
How to did this conversation start, Coriel? What made Hannah, our part-timer, go down this like kind of rabbit hole and then give us this great topic to talk about?
Well, good morning, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick mornings. So Hannah, who's on Sundays and you see her at events, she had messaged our text thread of Kick's staff. And so she's from Colorado, and her education is actually from an outdoor education program. So part of their curriculum, a very important part that is also outlined on the website as all caps, not optional, is engaging in things like cross-country skiing and biking and hiking and all these things. So it's these
you
activities,
have to do these.
Yes, that, quote, contain core objectives, including leadership, environmental education, health and wellness, and safety. So not only did she didn't just like go to school, like
yeah,
we typically,
reading, writing, yeah, and arithmetic
that we typically she had to do go around here. She did school plus like outdoorsy Colorado like stuff. They teach you that
skiing
as a young at a
how
young
to take
age.
Take down a bear.
Like, yeah,
sure.
All these different things.
Yeah,
or the best places to go to get tattoos are.
Yeah,
in that's Colorado. On her.
Yep, it's on
yep,
there too.
Yep.
That's
so
an
like
interesting
her school experience is different from most. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, here at least,
right.
That's something that kind of sets her school experience apart. And then I got to thinking too. Remember, JP, you had mentioned it. Someone like, if you did something or whatever, you got to ride on the motorcycle.
Yeah,
like
there
the
was
principal's
a story
motorcycle
a
or
while
something
back from like the 80s and 90s where like if you were a student of the month, you got to ride on the back of the principal's motorcycle down to the ice cream shop and get a scoop of ice cream.
Nice.
On the
That'd
principal.
Be fun.
Oh, my gosh. And I mean,
I'm sure there were no helmets involved because it was the 80s. Like you just hopped on the principal's motorcycle and took off.
Right.
And nowadays, that would probably be frowned upon.
No, it would
in
be.
In so many different ways.
There's so many different, I'm thinking of so many different things that we did, like, in school. And it's crazy, too, because it even, all the experiences are different across the state, too.
Right.
Because, like, you know, I've always lived in Nebraska, but growing up, like, we had the lunch ladies, they were the old women, like, across the street that just came and brought crock pot stuff over and fed us at school in Unadilla.
Dad,
you know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious. They just came over in the crock pot crew.
Just made it happen.
I do remember also a massive water balloon fight on school grounds that they were just like, yeah, let's just have a water balloon fight instead today.
Instead of school. Nice.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
fun, man.
I'm sure maybe we did that. I'm sure we did some learning during
sure
the beginning of the part of the day, but I remember just being like, what? We get to go pelt each other with water balloons
okay,
outside
this is
now?
Cool.
Makes me
and
wonder.
And we were running blocks away to friends' houses and filling up water balloons with like parents' like the parents' hoses at the houses.
Yeah.
Just running amok.
That's funny.
There's also, so when I was looking at like in incredibly unique experiences and stuff at schools, now, I'm sure this happens other places, too, but one school I had seen, they did that money machine thing. They had some type of contest, and if you, like, performed the best, you got to stand in those, you know, sort of payphone-looking
booths. Yeah.
Booths or whatever.
Yeah. Where they, like,
with
the air is blowing
and the money
and
swirls
the
around
money
or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they said because they sold, like, the best amount of chocolate, the most amount out of everybody, they got to do the money booth, but, like, they just set it up in the middle of the gymnasium and then brought the whole school in. So then you're just in this money booth staring at your classmates and the whole school that's just staring back at you. Very anticlimactic, you know?
Yeah.
But money booths at school, I mean, that's crazy. Bring your own tractor day. That's a thing here in Nebraska.
Our Gia message and
people
said,
must be blowing you up then, Husker
our general
Nick
manager, Katie, says,
yeah,
part of my high school education was playing beer barrel polkas in traditional Czech garb. Was
See?
Part of the
oh,
requirement for school.
How about learning to line dance?
She's like, I never learned to play the clarinet, but I did get my reps in on Natty Light.
Nice, I like that.
It was a requirement for us to learn line dancing.
Oh, yeah, and square
Yeah, we
dancing
had that. We had a kid, a buddy of mine, Chuck, he tore his ACL line dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know a lot of people
to Watermelon
Midwest
Crawl, if I remember right. But, yeah, it was, you know.
Tore your ACL to Watermelon Crawl.
That's
line
what happens sometimes.
School.
Some of these things might not necessarily be a huge surprise to our fellow Nebraskans or whatever, but do you have like a very unique school experience or something you think that you did at school or had at school that would blow like another person's mind, maybe out of state, something like that? I think that's a great ask.
The ability to take down a bear if you're a high schooler in Colorado.
Like Hannah, when she went to school, it was not optional. She had to learn to ski and to do foresty things.
And how to escape a chairlift if you get stuck.
Sure. You
know, something happened to you while you're up there.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Okay. How to make a snowman. You know they did that.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook KX969, the unique experiences you had at school that probably would blow someone's mind.
And this is JP Mix's Guess, where you can win fabulous prizes this time around. It happens to be tickets to see Zach Bryan opening night of the two-night set coming up next week. And we've had your chance to win all week long. You'd also win tickets online at KZKX.com. Playing today for Zach Bryan opening night tickets are Justin with Nick. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
And with Coriel is Troy. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning.
All right. So, being that we're kind of keeping the theme, we did, what do we do? Orange things on Tuesday. This time around, the top 10 most famous Zachs.
Okay.
Real or the name of a character from a TV or movie. A real person or a TV movie character. The top 10 most famous Zachs. And the spelling can be any kind of version of Zach. And since it looks like Nick won last time around, that means Troy and Coriel get to go first. The number one answer, again, worth a point and a half for our tiebreaker.
I got a couple ideas.
The top 10 most famous Zachs, real or fictional.
Troy, what do you think?
I was going to go like Saved by the Bell, Zach.
I thought about Saved by the Bell, Zach, too.
You want to go by Saved by the Bell, Zach?
Yeah.
Zach Morris, played by Mark Paul Gosselaar, comes in at number 3 on our list. But yeah, Zach Morris, one of the most famous Zachs out there. Back to, we got Justin and Nick, and the top 10 most famous Zachs, real or otherwise.
I got one. What are you thinking, buddy?
I got one on mine. I was thinking the Zach Brown Band.
Yeah, Zach Brown.
Brown, the Zach Brown Band.
I like it.
And Zach Brown is on there at number 7 on this list.
Okay.
Back to Troy and Coriel, the most famous Zachs, real or otherwise, for Zach Bryan tickets.
Okay, Troy, I got like 1,000 ideas. What do you think would be on this list?
Yeah, give me one, because I'm drawing a blank.
Zac Efron.
Okay, there you go.
The actor Zac Efron.
Yeah, let's go.
Baywatch and everything else. What is it? The High School Musical Zac Efron?
High School Musical, yeah.
That's where you go first.
I actually don't know that I've ever even seen High School Musical.
Oh, I thought maybe for sure you were a High School Musical fan.
No.
Mm.
Why do you think I'm
pigeonholed?
So your age demographic.
No.
You're a girl. So.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, Zac Efron is your answer. And Zac Efron is the most famous Zach of all.
Wow. All right.
So Zac Efron on top of the list. Sorry for the screech.
And even though Troy was kind of like, ugh, Coriel.
Yeah, Troy, I'm trying to win your love back here.
I'm just really fun.
Yeah, Nick's just a fun guy.
I'm just fun.
Back to Justin and Nick, the most famous Zachs, real or otherwise.
I'm thinking Galifianakis.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do that.
From The Hangover. He is the second most famous Zach of all time.
I figured it was between him and Baywatch.
Gosh. He's so funny. I love Zach Galifianakis.
He's fantastic.
And then when he does that, isn't it like Behind the Fern?
Between Two Ferns. One of the funniest skits.
The one with him and Brad Pitt was the best one.
Oh, by far.
He's so funny.
All right, Troy and Coriel, you can win the game with this answer right here because you got the tiebreaker. If not, Justin and Nick steal it away.
I am running out.
Okay.
Your top 10 most famous Zachs, real or otherwise.
Troy.
Yeah.
Do you have one? Because if not, I have an idea.
Go ahead. What we got?
Okay. This makes me nervous.
Okay.
What about Zach Braff?
That's who I was going to go with.
From Scrubs?
That was going to be
T-Mobile commercials
one.
Now
and
with him.
And now he's on T-Mobile with
Jason Momoa.
Oh,
and
okay. Gotcha.
His other buddy from Scrubs.
Gosh, what is his name? The other buddy from Scrubs. I'm not typing. Okay.
It's not keep Zach. Looking.
No.
But Zach Braff.
Yeah.
Donald Faison.
Donald Faison.
Christopher.
That's her final answer is Donald.
No,
Faison.
It's not. It's Zach Braff.
Donald Zachary Faison.
Donald Faison.
Here we go. Zach Braff. Zach Braff is your answer. Lock it in.
What?
Zach Braff is on the list. Here's your top 10 Zach's real or otherwise. Zachary Quinto of American Horror Story and Star Trek movies is Spock.
Okay.
Zach Bryan, of course, with the artists who's going to be playing at the CHI Center next week. Zach Martin of Suite Life of Zach and Cody.
I was going to say that.
Played by Dylan Sprouse. The twins. Zach Brown came in at number 7. Zach Ertz, the tight end.
Zach Ertz,
Eagles
Ertz,
and the Cardinals and wherever
with his
else
his more famous wife who played soccer for Team USA.
Yeah, exactly. Zachary Levi of Chuck and Shazam fame.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh.
I don't think of that guy very often. Yeah.
Zach Braff at 4. Zach Morris at 3. Zach Galifianakis at 2. And Zach Efron was the number 1 answer.
Sweet.
Because of that and the tiebreaker, Troy, congrats, man. You are going to go see Zach Bryan live next week.
Boom! Yeah.
Coryell has earned your respect after that game.
Don't give it to her.
Stay on the line, Troy. Justin, thanks for playing. That is JP Mix's guest for today. On Thursday, we get special guests and visits from the Capital Humane Society, and Matt brings them in. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. How's things at the Humane Society?
Good. So we're just ramping up for our Tales and Trails Pet Festival, which is coming up on May 18th.
May 18th. Okay.
So less than 4 weeks away. And so that's one of our biggest fundraising events each year. And so we're getting ready for that. And it's a pet festival.
Yeah. So explain that. Yeah. What is it? Tales and Trails. Somebody doesn't know what it is.
Yeah. So it'll be out at Glacial Till in Palmyra. Okay. And so it's just an event. It's a pet festival for people to come out, have some fun. But there'll be live music. There'll be vendors. Activities for dogs, activities for kids, food trucks, all that sort of stuff. And so folks can come out, bring your dogs with you.
Nice.
It'll be on Saturday, May 18th from 11 to 2:30. And so spend some time out at Glacial Till. It's a very nice area out there, beautiful.
Very, very nice.
If you haven't been. And so come on out, bring the kids, bring the dogs, and help us raise some funds to take care of pets at the shelter. And folks can get pre-registered on our website. It's $15 per adult over 18, but kids and dogs are free. So yeah, definitely come on out and join us.
As you can hear in the background,
our guest really, really, really wants to become the third co-host this morning.
Lots of words to be said
from our guest. So is our guest most likely to, I want to get to know them a little more, okay?
Okay.
Is our guest most likely to read a murder mystery, a DIY kind of how-to type of book, or a romance novel?
DIY. DIY. Mm. Yep.
DIY, what do you think, like crafts?
Yeah, probably crafts. Be a crafty guest.
A crafty guest.
Make her own rain jacket.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Or just bedazzle it.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay, is our guest most likely to visit a museum, a farmer's market, or go kayaking to blow off steam?
Farmer's market.
Because we got the loudest squeal.
That was a big yawn.
Yeah, huge yawn.
And is our guest most likely to be cast in The Bachelor, Survivor, or Top Chef?
Oh, Bachelor.
Bachelor?
Yes.
I could see that because she's cutie, huh?
Yes. Cutie and have a lot
cutie.
It'd probably be The Bachelorette, but yes. But lots of suitors for sure.
Well, she's also best dressed, so I could see that, like, at least she would be, like, one of the, like, the fan favorites on the show because of her outfits.
Be very fashionable. Yes.
Our guest today, it's a puppy!
As you can tell by the squeaky.
Say hi, Ginger.
And Ginger.
Now she's not going to do it.
Now she's not doing it.
Ginger's wearing a parka.
Her name is Ginger. She has on a little green raincoat.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She had to be accessorized for today's weather. She had to be prepared going out
just
and about
in case.
That she would be protected from any sprinkles or rain clouds.
No one
talking
to you directly, so now you're mad. Oh,
that's sweet baby.
Oh, and then she stands like a person.
She does.
She stands like a little person.
She's basically a doll at this point. That's how small
she is.
She's
so light.
Like Coryell the way
she's only 5 pounds.
She is a feather.
Yes, she is very tiny, but she's 11 weeks old, and her name's Ginger, and she's a Shiba Inu. And she
know it. Holy, she's so stinking cute.
But she is a purebred, and so her mom actually came to the shelter in early February.
Okay.
And she was pregnant when she came in as a lost dog. Nobody came and claimed her, and so she had litter puppies. So Ginger was born on February 6th, And so she has spent her whole life in a foster care home until she was old enough to go up for adoption and old enough to be spayed. And so she has been spayed now. She has been microchipped.
Her tiny little.
And she is only 5 pounds. So she is very small, but she's very unique coloring for a Shiba. You don't see a lot of Shibas with this coloring, but she's primarily black, but she's got tan on her face and on her paws. And Shibas, if you don't know what they kind of look like, they kind of look like little foxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They look like a felt fox.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And she's super soft. So her fur is very kind of thick, but it's not like long. And so it's kind of more of like a fleecy kind of feeling to it. And then her tail is the little corkscrew tail, like a little piggy. But super so cute looking dog.
She's a sweetheart.
She's going to end up probably around 15 to 20 pounds when it's all said and done.
Oh, so, I just love her so much. God,
you may have just hooked her.
I was hoping we would get some tears today.
No, it's just happy giggles.
It's just happy giggles today.
Lordy.
But Shibas are, when they're adult dogs, they are a dog that you need to socialize really well. So at this stage of her life, whoever adopts her, definitely get her around a lot of different people, a lot of other dogs, a lot of different situations.
Yeah, just help.
Yeah, it'll help when she's older because Shibas, as a breed, tend to be a little more aloof, independent with people they don't know, a little more wary of strangers, and obviously with people that they do know, so their family, they are very loyal and very affectionate.
Oh, yeah.
And so just to set her up for that success, work on that socializing with others right away.
Shiba Inus are like they're the real homies. They're the no new friends.
Yeah.
Like, I'll make really good friends. Yeah, I'll make really good friends. No new friends. I don't know you. I don't trust you.
Oh, my God.
Until you give me a reason to trust you.
Yeah. That's lots of treats.
They're the ones that are always giving like the side eye memes.
Yeah.
Yep. Shiba Inus are really good at giving side eye. So if you're kind of a petty person, a Shiba Inu is a perfect pet
for you. Where can we see this Ginger? Lovely puppy at?
Yes, so she'll be available later today over at the Pylock Pet Adoption Center. So she'll be there around 12:45. Buildings open from 11:30 to 7, and again, we're out at 70th and Nebraska Parkway. There's going to probably be a lot of interest in her, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
And so, again, interactions for adoption are on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you are interested in Ginger, I would recommend getting out there well in advance of when she will arrive, which, again, is going to be around 12:45.
Okay. If you like to see Ginger, we'll have some photos on the Kix Morning Show Facebook
page
as well.
You have to go look for her raincoat. This is the cutest thing of all time.
Once again, Matt, thank you so much. Capital Humane Society. Check out more details there. One big thing today as we get closer and closer to summertime, we get closer and closer to Country Drive Music Fest, which we're very excited about.
Yes.
Tickets to campsites are on sale now.
Cannot wait.
But an added wrinkle to it was our Red, White, and You competition.
Yes, for the national anthem. They're adding a patriotic salute of sorts to start the festivities every single day. So Country Drive is hoping for local talent. 3 people will be chosen out of the Red, White, and You contest. We've already taken the submissions, so submissions are closed.
Yep.
But they have carefully deliberated, and we're getting everything ready to roll out voting. Public voting starts on Monday.
We've had some tremendous contestants getting in here.
Great ones. And you know, there is one that kind of fell through the cracks, unfortunately. Because they didn't meet the age requirement.
Right.
Because it's 13 years or older. But
we have to feature her, right?
Absolutely. She's almost 12. Her name is Corrigan, and I love a unique name. From a Coriel to a Corrigan.
Corrigan, yeah.
That's just so awesome. Here is Corrigan, or a part of Corrigan's audition.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
Corrigan.
Through the night that our flag was steel.
Get it, girl. Go.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Here we go, Corrigan.
So
let's nail it.
The land of the free.
Come on.
In the home of the brave.
Corrigan!
Yeah!
USA! USA. Corrigan, that was beautiful. Thank you
so
much.
She crushed it.
And Allison, mother, I believe, but Allison who sent that in, thank you for highlighting Corrigan's abilities. And you know what?
Next time, because like she's going to crush it and get in there.
I'm assuming Country Drive Golf Course would either love to have her out to start maybe one of the live music nights when she's 13.
Exactly.
If not, maybe host her at the festival.
There
who knows?
You go. She might be one of the next stars.
Keep working towards it. So look for the public voting for the finalists. We will roll that out come Monday. Look for that at KZKX.com. Details, too, of course, will be on socials, KX969.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you missed any of the show, it'll be up on the podcast, including the new Dana Bradova tomorrow, Out of Context Contest for Zach Bryan tickets and more.
Wake up, y'all. Help start my day.
Just puts me in a good mood in the morning.
Puts me in a great mood.
Every morning.
They're Nebraska's #1 morning show.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.